Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today? It is a hump day Wednesday. More breaking news right before the show starts, but we appreciate that as opposed to like breaking news at 6:01 when we leave the airways. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida. On a myriad of stations throughout the area, we like to call the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. We have an app. It is free. You can listen on that as well, ESPN Southwest Florida. You can listen on the website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepherd's at PSHEP326. By the way, hello. I just want to make sure everything's working. Are we on the app today? I'm sure the Sheeman Shepherd Army will let us know.
Craig, hello.
Estero, you're on the air.
Cape Coral, you're next.
We are on the phone. You can call us at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Dunedin, hi.
Now, that's pretty far north.
Yeah,
that's also our Stony River Golf Club text line, 239-337-ESPN. We'd love to hear from you. Pete, how are you today?
Washington, hello.
Hello, that's what Carson's saying.
Breaking news right at the top. Should we let Chris do it?
Oh,
I'm fantastic! Because there's a lot going on here with the picks. So maybe get to Chris right away, so we can get right into this and break down the specifics of this.
Okay, all right.
This unbelievable trade.
Chris, how are you?
Not unbelievable, but it opens up, man.
Sure.
All sorts of possibilities for other teams.
The scramble is on. Chris, are you good today? Are all well on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm always good.
You're always good? No, that's not true. You're not always good.
Sometimes
you're tired, sometimes you're cranky, sometimes you got a lot on your
plate. I'm good today.
You're good today?
I'm good today.
All right, let's fire this up. It is only 2 minutes past the hour. Does equipment work at two? We've never done one this early. It is time for a Sports Center rundown at 2.5 minutes past the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
It's coming out about 5 minutes ago. The Indianapolis Colts have traded quarterback Carson Wentz to the Washington Commanders. Last I saw, it was for a package of picks that is thought to include multiple third-rounders. Adam Schefter first to break that news. ESPN's Jordan Renan is reporting the New York Giants are expected to make a run at free agent quarterback Mitchell Trubisky and have him compete with Danny Dimes for the starting role, and the USC basketball team program has signed Andy Enfield to a contract extension through 2028.
And seconds ago, Chris, Miami just signed Jim Larranaga to a 2-year extension, good through 25-26.
That's good.
Anyway, so the Commanders have their quarterback. Now Washington is going to pay the full $28 million due to Carson Wentz this year. It includes a $5 million roster bonus due next week.
Oh, the Colts couldn't have waited?
Think about this. A heist for Howie Roseman, as colloquially put by Field Yates. Why? The Colts traded a 2021 third and what became a 2022 first-round pick to the Eagles for quarterback Carson Wentz. Indy gets 1 year out of Wentz. Philly uses the third-round pick to move up, forget wide receiver Devonta Smith, and they still own the 16th pick this year. That's an Eagle heist right there.
Yeah.
For Howie Roseman. No question about it.
You can say this did not work out for the Colts. Listen, we were starting to see the pieces cement up on the quarterback roulette with Rodgers staying in Green Bay and, of course, Russell Wilson going to Denver. And one of my first thoughts was, okay, what are teams like the Colts going to do? And now I thought they might even – there was a possibility they might ride with Wentz one more year. I mean, there were a lot of people that back him up, say his numbers were not horrible, but in big moments, he was horrible. Now what do you do if you're Indy at quarterback with everybody trying? You can't go Jimmy G with surgery.
I think they will go.
I thought Mitchell Trubisky was going to be in the conversation yesterday. The Giants are going hard after him.
We'll get to that in a second.
You go Jameis Winston? I mean, we are running out of people here.
I think they're going to go hard at Jimmy G. They're going to have to take a gamble. I think that's what their first priority is. I'm not saying they're going to get him, but I think that's what my gut feeling tells me. That's going to be their first priority. But again, just real quick, here's what the Commanders currently owe new quarterback Carson Wentz. This year, again, $22 million salary, 6.29 roster bonus. Next year, $20 million salary and a 6.176 roster bonus. And in 2024, a $21 million salary and a $6.23 million roster bonus.
If he performs at all, that's cheap.
Yeah, but
right? Is Tyler Heinicke still on team? They didn't trade him to as
far
part
as
of
I
the
know,
deal.
It's just 2 third-round picks. That's all I've seen.
0 for 2, Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor, what?
You said Tyler Heinicke.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm sorry. I wanted people to know who you were talking about.
That is your role on the team. Thank you. All right, fine. I'll accept that.
Because I could have gone Tyler Huntley with your pronunciation
there. No,
oh, it was closer to Tyler Huntley than Taylor Heinicke.
Could have been Heinz Ketchup.
Back to the Colts for a minute. So they got two needs. Quarterback and wide receiver. And they need a game changer at wide receiver. They don't have that. Now, this draft is loaded at wide receiver. They should be able to draft their way through this wide receiver problem.
But yeah,
you can't. There's no quarterback out there that you can draft that's going to get you in the playoffs, I don't think, in year one.
Package of picks, including 2 third-round picks. So, I mean, I think there's going to be more here, but I don't know. I think there's going to be more here. Yeah. So, if you're
– Ryan Fitzmagic. We haven't talked about him in a year.
Well, he'll get a job.
I know, but again, I've argued the Colts, I think, are two players away on offense. I mean, you need a speedy receiver and you need a quarterback.
A wide receiver now for the Washington Commanders.
That's still hard to say.
Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Stud.
Yeah.
Cam Sims. Adam Humphries. De'Ami Brown, the tight end is Logan Thomas.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's...
They got a hell of a running game.
Well, Antonio Gibson, yeah, and that running game is very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
Antonio Gibson, yep. McKissick.
Which could be a quarterback's best friend.
Yep. I like McKissick, too.
Although, yep. I mean, it's not as good of a running game as where Carson Wentz is coming from.
No, that was an exceptional running game.
That's
last
my
year.
Point here. It's like, the 7 interceptions last year by Wentz, I think it was 7.
Are you saying Carson Wentz is going to have to
he's got no
take
Jonathan
over?
Taylor.
Is he going to have to take over and actually win some games for them and not rely on a running game?
There's more on him here. Cannot wait for Washington at Philly. Let's go ahead and put that on Monday night or something.
And there's still Deshaun Watson floating around. I don't know if he goes to Indy. I know Seattle now. Seattle's crapping their pants at the reaction in Seattle of the fans. They got to make it. There's noise that they're going to make an offer.
Well, if they don't go after somebody big time, Pete Carroll, is he going to stay for a rebuild? No, he can't. He's not going to stay for a rebuild. I think they're going to at least initially say all the politically correct things and attempt to go after a big time quarterback, if you consider whoever's left big time quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would Pete Carroll stay?
There's no way the Colts get Deshaun Watson.
I don't think
he fits in Indy.
Well, and they won't trade him in the division.
Right.
Like, we'll do,
right.
It's tough enough of a pill to swallow when you're trading him within the conference.
Right.
To trade him within the division, that's just, it's a non-starter.
If Seattle doesn't get a Deshaun Watson or a named quarterback, do you think Jamal Adams will demand a trade? Honestly, I'm serious. I'm half serious.
Yeah,
he's going to be. He went there because of
paid. He got paid, didn't he?
I can't. Let me. I'd have to look it up, but I'd be upset.
I'm intrigued. Can Frank Reich dial in Jameis?
Well, we thought Frank Reich would dial in Carson Wentz.
Sean Payton did a pretty good job of dialing in Jameis until he got hurt. People are always going to forget about that. I think he was 24-7, touchdown interception ratio, somewhere in that ballpark. Much better than the 33-30.
Okay, the Colts apparently get this year's third rounder and next year's third rounder that can convert to a second rounder based on last year's incentives. So that's all I'm saying.
So
it's two picks.
Carson Wentz remains standing for yet another year. The Colts get a second round out of it. Okay.
I don't hate it from Washington's angle.
Could he do a better job than Jameis there?
In
Washington.
Washington? I'm bullish on Jameis. I want to see him go. I want to see him go for a full season.
I think Washington has the same problem that you come into with Deshaun Watson. I think that, I mean, everything that's gone on with the front office and whatever has gone on in the front office that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah.
All the sexual harassment suits, talking to Congress.
Yeah.
I don't think you can bring a guy in that has any of that in his past.
Okay.
If you're serious about
moving. So he goes
from
a bleep show front office in Houston to one in Washington.
No, I'm just saying I don't think Washington with sexual harassment allegations against the owner.
Can bring in a guy.
Good
point. I'm a half a second.
That opens up another can of worms.
Yeah, right.
What if they find something? Because again, it could lead to more.
That's my point. Yeah. They cannot make that. You have to have a little bit of self awareness if you're Washington and say, even a guy like Jameis that had the Uber incident.
Right.
Like, I think even that's too much.
I just
need to stay away from all of that.
I agree.
And but so you take those two guys out of the mix. Wentz is as good as anybody.
Right.
He's as good as anybody you're going to bring in. And you can't run it back with Tyler, whatever Craig called him earlier this hour.
And again, let's come south to Tampa Bay. What's the plan?
Well, is Jimmy G going to be in their plan? Is it possible? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
So if you got Trask and Gabbard. But you're not going to see Jimmy G throw a ball till July, Pete.
I know.
But, I don't know.
But don't you think he will be traded before then? I really do.
Quite possibly. But to Tampa?
I'm not saying
Tampa. Tampa still feels like it's ready to make another. Yeah. And Tampa's still the best team in the division.
Yeah.
Right?
Leonard Fournette's not going to be there, but doesn't look like it anyway from his Instagram account yesterday.
Yeah. But they're not. Look, Tampa's not going to be as good as they were, but they're not going to be stripped to the bone. They're still the best team in their division. They can win that division and get to the playoffs. Who's the quarterback? That's the question. You got a lot of weapons you've paid money for. I don't know. Man, suddenly we're running out of quality QBs.
And then now the Giants with Daniel Jones, they want him to get motivated so that they might be going after Trubisky. Rich reunites him with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Both came from Buffalo, where Trubisky spent last year. Remember that?
If you bring in Trubisky, I mean, you just cut Danny Dimes loose. It's over. If you happen to do that, it's over.
Or do you try to trade him?
He's still under his rookie deal,
well,
right?
I know.
For another year, so he's still cheap. I don't know.
Yeah, his Daniel Jones this year his base salary is $965,000.
That's a layup.
His dead cap money, though, if they ever is $8.1 million, so they wouldn't cut him.
Okay. Is Kirk Cousins a free agent? Or
no.
He's got 1 year
no,
left?
No, he's got one
he
year
was just
left.
Trade bait because he's got 1 year left.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like we were in an era of, I think, when you go 1 through 32, we had – I think the strongest lineup of starting quarterbacks we've ever seen in the NFL. But all of a sudden, now when we need a handful of them at various teams, I can't come up with any.
Ian Rappaport just reporting that the Colts are going to be in the running for Jimmy Garoppolo. He had right shoulder surgery Tuesday. He's expected to be healthy for training camp this summer. If that's the case, 49ers GM John Lynch said at the scouting combine that he has heard from multiple teams that are interested. The Wentz trade and the Russell Wilson trade have changed the landscape of teams looking for their next QB a bit, but unclear if those moves will have a significant impact on the market for Garoppolo.
Well, for those that said that the 49ers would go with the two quarterback deal and have him bang it out, you know, maybe John Lynch is just trying to raise the price on Jimmy G.
Maybe
we'll just keep him.
I'm sure.
And then that raises the offer. There's some there, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what a good GM does. You want to get – and right now, Jimmy G would be at the top, I think, of everybody's list. He and Jameis right there, depending on –
Pete, they're the last two left.
I know.
If you want a quarterback.
Well, Trubisky technically is still there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Those three.
And I've never.
You see either one of those three with Tampa Bay?
Okay, I'm on the record. I don't like Mitchell Trubisky. I know he's a lion killer. You take those 8 wins away, he's a loser. I don't like him.
Well, if you take wins away from any winning quarterback, they become a loser.
I could take every win that Tom Brady had against the Lions. He's still got a fine record.
But if you take all of the wins Tom Brady had over Buffalo in his year, his record looks vastly different.
vastly?
Not really.
He was 33-1 against them.
Well, still pretty good. Well, that's the most. That's
you so can take 33 wins from Tom Brady. He's still winning a lot of football games.
Vastly different.
I'm not.
But like, that's an exceptional, because that's like saying, you know, take Aaron Rodgers' wins away from Detroit too. It's like it, you know, you're talking about.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Let me dumb it down for you. I'm not excited about Mitchell. If I'm a fan base and I got a team that I think is decent and I got Trubisky coming in, I'm like,
Trubisky's not going to come into a situation like that and be handed the keys to the car. He comes in as somebody who can push a starter to a next level. Or if the starter goes down,
he can
man the ship.
That's not what I want right now if I'm Tampa or some other legitimate fan base.
Well, of course not. Every fan base wants.
That's all I'm saying. Right now.
Every fan base wants Josh Allen.
Do you think the Denver fan base is excited about Russell Wilson? Hell yeah. Do you think they'd be excited if Mitchell Trubisky came in there to compete with Drew Locke? No. That's my point. That's my entire point.
They got billboards in Denver already welcoming Russell Wilson.
Russ is cooking in Denver.
I saw them, but at least, you know, Jonathan Taylor's there at running back and Hines there as well, and whoever goes in to be the quarterback. It's not going to be Sam.
Do you think this time last year, 49er fan thought that Jimmy Garoppolo could get them back to an NFC championship game?
Probably not. Most of them, no.
So, like,
most of them, no.
I disagree with that. I think the possibility was there. They were a good team, and he got them to a Super Bowl before, even though he was not – you know, throwing a lot of passes.
Okay.
I think they were probably more excited to see what Trey Lance could do, and they really didn't get too much of a chance to see it, and I think there's reasons why.
I think Indy – no, here's the other thing. Now, remember this. Is the right now, Indy, because of this deal right now, they jumped to the top of the projected cap space. They're at a high, $69 million of room right now. They are number one. Number two is the Chargers at 57.5. Number three, Seattle at 51.3. Four is Miami at 49.2. And the Jets, doesn't matter, they'll screw it up, at 44.7. And then Jacksonville. So right now, Indy can do whatever they want. I think they're going to make, I'm not saying they're going to get him, Craig. I think they're going to make a real serious run at Jimmy G.
Okay, but you gotta trade for Jimmy G, and the Colts don't want to be given up. I mean, it's got to be draft picks. You can't give. I don't think you give away any talent on your roster. I don't think you go backwards on your roster.
Yeah, no, I think I do think that's their top priority right now. I just can't see them like going after Trubisky and maybe Jameis. I'm kind of intrigued by Jameis inside. Interesting, but
Green Falcon says, "Good grief, Craig! When did Trubisky ever throw 30 interceptions? I tried Trubisky on the Bucs 3 times before I'd bring back Jameis." Again, Green Falcon, you're talking about, you know, 3 years ago. I hear you. I'm intrigued by Jameis with the right coach, with the LASIK eye surgery, had a 3-touchdown-to-1-interception ratio in the games he started for the Saints last year before he got hurt. I think there's a different Jameis out there, and I want to see it.
Let's all agree. Both of them bring, to me, red alerts to the table. Both of them.
You're holding your breath. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. Hey, who knows? Change of scenery. Who the hell knows?
In a marketplace where there's nothing perfect, you're not going to go out and get any quarterback that's going to single-handedly win you a Super Bowl next season. You agree with that, right? So, like, let's lower the bar in terms of, I wouldn't be over the hill and excited with this guy or this guy coming in to be my quarterback. Well, this is what's left.
But let me say this.
These are the ingredients that we have to work with. So instead of complaining that you don't have the filet mignon, why don't you try to get something to really tear down the tendons of the flank steak and make it nice and
instead of flank steak, I want some crab legs. Because, again, Jameis, take away the 30 interceptions. Let's say he does 15. That's still a guy that's going to get you 5,500 yards and 30-plus touchdowns. Your offense is going to move the ball. Trubisky, I don't know. Seems like a lifelong 500 quarterback to me.
But
with a bad coach, a terrible offensive line, and limited weapons in Chicago, you can point to Trubisky, and he does have his flaws. But, man, there was nothing around him in Chicago.
Would you take Jameis or Trubisky right now?
I would go with Trubisky.
Okay.
I would go with Trubisky. He took a I don't want to say a bad team because I don't think Chicago was bad while he was there.
They made the playoffs one year, double doink.
They made the playoffs twice.
Okay.
He also almost hit Denzel Mims for a game-winning touchdown against the against the Saints in the wild card weekend 2 seasons ago.
Well, Jimmy G almost hit a game-winning touchdown pass.
No. The difference was Jimmy G overthrew the ball. Trubisky threw the ball where it should have been. Mims didn't catch it. That's the difference.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I think it's interesting on both. It's all very, very interesting to me. I think there's pluses and minuses on both sides. And if gun to my head, if I had to choose, Craig, I probably would go with Trubisky. I still do not trust Jameis. I just don't.
Can we agree that Trubisky is the safe pick? Jameis could be spectacular either way of the pendulum.
Yes.
Okay.
I think lower floor, lower ceiling with Trubisky, lower floor, higher ceiling with Jameis.
Okay. All right. We've come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Now let's just wait and see what these genius GMs do moving forward. So in case you're just tuning in, Carson Wentz is now with the Washington Commanders. The Seattle Seahawks are in panic mode with their PR, with their city. And they're now throwing out, we'll go after Deshaun Watson. Good luck with that. Who's in court through Friday this week?
Yeah.
Dan Orlovsky did what we did yesterday. He ranked the quarterbacks of the AFC West, and he had Russell Wilson greater than Justin Herbert and caught a lot of flack for it on TV. I don't know.
I think those kind of comparisons are silly.
We did a whole segment on it, so it was silly for us.
No, but we could... but it's so they're both really good. Okay, they're both really good. Herbert's younger, obviously.
I mean, and Derek Carr's a four in that division.
I mean, obviously the experience of Russell Wilson, no question about it. You at this point in their careers, you want to make an argument that Russell Wilson might be better on Denver, obviously, than he was on Seattle last year. The offensive line's better. Weapons, I'd say. Even or not as maybe not as good, so I don't know. And people are like, oh, this person's greater than that person. That's it's March freaking 9th. Let's wait to see what everybody's roster looks like. They're all good quarterbacks in that division, right? They're all good.
Yeah.
To me, if we could do the butterfly, but we would go back and tie. All right, if that stupid game didn't end in a tie with the Raiders and they got to the playoffs, I think the Chargers were ready to do some damage. No matter who they play,
I agree.
It would have been really, really interesting.
So this year, yes,
but we'll see.
All right, coming up at Sound Street, we'll hear some more reaction to. Speaking of going back in time, when we do Sound Street, Chris has laid this out. This is nice. We'll talk about the Russell Wilson trade, and then we'll go back. 72 hours? We'll listen to Pete Carroll say, "No, we're not trading Russ." Russell Wilson wanting to be in Seattle the rest of his life. It's good stuff. We'll get to all that. But right now, let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. My man Otis is out there. He's got a thought on Carson Wentz. Hold on. What's wrong? Hold on. Otis, we ask that you please bear with us. Phone ain't dialed up or what?
Oh, it's me.
It's you? All right. Couple of the third round picks. Wentz going to the Washington football team. That third one, next year's third, can become a second.
Darius Leonard just tweeted out, here we go again, about to be 5 years with the Colts and five different quarterbacks. Thank you, Carson, for everything this year. My guy, wish you nothing but the best.
It's really too bad Andrew Luck is just, gone.
Don't want any part of it.
Doesn't want any part of it. That's their go-to move to call. What's wrong, Chris? Otis disappeared. Did you hang up on? Are the phones not working now to start the show?
Oh. Time for break anyway, right?
Let's take a break. Let's figure out what's going on with the phones. We'll hear from Otis.
God, I'm working.
This computer's had problems today.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, some people leave their job when a computer has a problem. Some people fight through it.
How do you leave your job?
You know what?
In a radio station that's 24/7.
I don't know. Some people just say, no, this market's not important enough to do a show for you guys. Other people say, I'll show up and do the show for you guys.
The only way that happens is if you or AJ says, that's it.
No.
Only both of you.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
All I'm saying.
I mean, for me, it's either the program director or the GM that makes that decision, right?
Yeah, should be. Should be.
All I'm saying is, you ever walk out and leave dead air? I mean, that is like the mortal sin.
For an hour and not tell anybody.
Morning drive?
What kind of jerks do that?
Good God almighty. All right, when we come back, we will hear from...
Are you serious?
Thanks, Florida Sports Network.
We'll hear from Otis. It looks like Raider Mike is trying to get out of my Derek Carr comment.
Freaking junior varsity.
We'll get to all of that. lots to talk about around the NFL. Also, got some other stuff to tell you
about. Are you serious?
Yep.
It's like we're in the bizarro world.
Ruined my morning cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ruined it. Yeah. Up in flames.
Yeah, that would ruin it. Conference championship week is here. By the way, we got to get into the Wagner situation when we come back, too.
Oh,
that was
goodness.
A debacle.
Who would have thunk it?
That was ugly. It was almost a Malice in the Palace, except it was the Malice in the Bandbox, or whatever you want to call it. Conference championship week here. ESPN Southwest Florida wall-to-wall coverage. Tickets to the big dance getting punched by the hour. Tonight we'll have the ACC tournament, Virginia Tech and Clemson, followed by Louisville and Virginia. Coverage starts at 6:30. College Hoops in March brought to you by Gavin's Ace Hardware, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. So you're out of here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It.
Can we do a part two?
Can I hear that again?
Can we do a part two where I say no, it's 55% after they hired Clement as their quarterback's coach?
Waffler.
No, not a waffler. The situation's changed.
It's Pete Shepherd hyperbole.
That was last year.
Pete Shepherd hyperbole train.
No, I have not said that he wasn't going to be with them for a long time.
Wait till baseball solves their lockout today.
I hope they do.
More hyperbole train.
Who knows?
I got a lockout rejoinder, too, that you're going to love, Craig.
Oh, wait a minute. It sounds like it might rip on me. It sounds like Chris is fair and
balanced.
Fair and balanced. All right, if you're just joining us, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
2016, Andrew Luck. 2017, Scott Tolzien. 2018, Andrew Luck. 2019, Jacoby Brissett. 2020, Philip Rivers. 2021, Carson Wentz. Sixth straight year, and he won't have the same starting QB in week one as it did the year before, as you just said.
That's a problem. And the Broncos, I think, about 6 years removed from Peyton Manning as well, but now they seem to get their guy. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Raider Mike, I knew you'd call talking about the Russell Wilson, now Bronco, that AFC West is stacked at quarterback. How do you see it?
It's an arms race.
Yeah.
Like us, Russia, North Korea.
Okay.
It's
Chargers.
It's out of control. It's fun to watch, though. I mean, they should have their own AFC network, West, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be some tough games.
They're going to beat up on each other, that's for sure.
Problem is, they got Garrett Bowles, and that's it. And the Raiders have got the two best edge rushers in the game. We're ready to put people on their back. Max is going to get, 5 years, $138 million, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
We're not really worried about it, you know.
Where do you rank Derek Carr in the four quarterbacks? We did this a little bit yesterday. That's why I'm asking.
I think they're all about even.
So 1A.
I mean, Mahomes is starting to crumble a little bit.
Downward trend.
The Muppet King is starting to crumble.
Yeah.
Downward. He just did. Yeah. He melted down against Cincinnati, and Cincinnati sucks.
They were in the Super Bowl.
They don't suck. Their offensive line may suck, but they still got there. Come on.
Who knocked the Raiders out of the playoffs?
No, We could have won that
the
game.
Bengals oh, come did. On. What a coulda, shoulda. We play that game all day, every year. Come on,
it.
Man.
I love it. It's great.
Are you kidding me? We could have won that game.
But you didn't.
And that was one of the worst calls in history. That whistle blow that made everyone stop.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Raider. Hold on. Raider Mike, you're going to have to be more specific on worst call in history involving Raider games alone, okay?
Yes, no,
yes, that was a horrible call. There were a lot of horrible calls in the playoffs.
The tuck rule is the worst call in history.
I can even go back to the immaculate reception. We don't know what happened.
The tuck rule was a legitimate call.
The reception was horrifying, too. I mean, I peed all over Franco's statue in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a list, yeah.
Yeah, I got a big list. Anyway, the Raiders pull Brandon Cooks because Devontae's a pipe dream.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And McDaniel loves Brandon Cooks. Got a ring or two with your team, Petey.
Yeah, that doesn't mean squat.
We'll move on.
That doesn't mean squat. Right.
Jordan Davis out of the draft.
It means nothing compared to what.
It's about mauling the quarterback. And we got the two edge rushers. We put Jordan Davis in the middle of that. Oh, that's going to be fun to watch.
Well, I admire,
your
enthusiasm, Raider Mike. It's going to be a fun year, my man.
I don't think
you for calling.
Clear cut winner, but don't say Cincinnati sucks because they don't suck. Their offensive line, that's how good they were. Their offensive line did suck, and they still got to the Super Bowl and nearly won it.
A lot of texting in. The Raiders are like the Lions, trash. Craig Special Sacks says, breaking news, Raider fan thinks Derek Carr is as good as Mahomes. Forever 34, this guy's the biggest homer I've heard talk about anything ever. Well, that's Raider Mike Steele.
Raider
I mean,
Mike.
That's Raider Mike. That's his name. That's what we expect. And he's excited about this year. Mexico City says delusional Raider Mike has a good sound to it. Raider Mike is good. Raider Mike is...
It's going to be a hell of a... they're going to beat each other up. If everybody stays, again, reasonably healthy, that's going to be a fun division to watch every year. And you could, you know, 9-10 games could win it. Every game in that division, again, see how the rosters are, everybody reasonably healthy, but...
8-9's winning it.
No, but I could see 9 or 10.
It's the new 8-8.
Kansas City will still be favored, as they should be.
Yeah.
But I think the Chargers... And, you know, to me, the Broncos are going to be there, but everybody's penciling them in like they're a Super Bowl contender. We'll see.
I agree.
We'll see.
I agree.
He's an excellent quarterback, but let's pull the reins back just a tad.
Buzz Lightning says, Chris, can my texter name be still Spanish? I'm the guy that told you about Spanish on the ESPN app. Lightning.
You're Buzzed Lightning.
Yeah.
Titan Tyler, not to be confused with Taylor Heineke.
Tyler Huntley.
Any of those guys. Yeah, the Raiders could have won just like Tannehill could have not thrown 3 interceptions. Female ref right. Jumping on Raider Mike, quit the boo hopping. I think it's boo hooing.
Well, she's a Bengals fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is a Bengals fan.
Torrey Pines, Raiders may have the best edge rusher, still won't win a playoff game. Go Bengals.
Okay. Weed says Raider Mike, stay off the weed if you think Patty fell off.
Patrick Mahomes.
Hey,
Craig had that hot take.
That was my take yesterday.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes on the downset, not as hot. Got the 200 mil. He's good. He's got
500.
He's got one ring. Was it $500 million?
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes
was 45 a year for how many years? Yeah.
It was like 500 million.
Yeah. He'll be just fine.
Yeah, not as hungry.
Fine.
Not as hungry.
Maybe he's hungrier now.
It's comical.
Maybe he's
hungrier
now.
The guy gets to the AFC Championship game, and that's not good enough now. He's fallen off
Chris,
of a cliff.
He's no Jared Goff. Jared Goff is hungry.
Jared
starving.
Goff.
Saliva coming out of his mouth.
Hey, Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl just like Patrick Mahomes.
No, Patrick Mahomes won a Super
Bowl.
Well,
I mean, okay, if you want to split hairs.
Yeah, I will. I will split that hair all day long. All day long. You know, it's like we forget about the game against Buffalo. Didn't happen, huh? Was there 11? Bills fans, help me out here. 11 seconds on the clock when he got the ball?
13.
13, sorry.
Get it right.
Sorry, 11 and he wouldn't have gotten.
No. Right. 11 would have been good if they had squibbed that kick.
That is just so absurd. He has not fallen off any cliff.
Okay, you're the new Kellerman.
Me?
Yeah. Kelman was saying Brady fell off a cliff for 15 years.
Oh, we hopped on that bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out he never fell off the cliff.
No.
He won. I don't ever want to hear that people say Father Time always wins. No.
Well, he's a lone exception. He's one of the very few exceptions.
Brady won. That's what I'm saying.
1-0 against Father Time.
Yeah. He undefeated record.
He did it.
It's the 33rd team he's beaten in the NFL.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, here's the again, per Adam Schefter. Colts get the 2022 third-round pick, a 2023 third-round pick that could become a second. Uh-huh. If Carson Wentz plays, how many percent?
75%.
70% of the plays.
Oh, he got a better deal than
that. Better deal. And a 2022, this second-round pick this year, Commanders get Carson Wentz at a 2022 second-round pick. Hmm. So.
Wait, they got a second-round pick in addition to?
Yep, in addition to Carson Wentz. They got a second-round pick for this
year.
That was a thank you for taking him off our hands.
That changes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And taking his salary cap number.
Yeah.
So Carson Wentz plays 70%.
To cut him.
Yeah. Right. If Carson Wentz gets a 70% of the plays, then they get a second-round pick.
So that second-round pick is equal to the value of whatever they had to eat to make sure the Colts had zero on the salary cap.
28 on
That's
the cap,
right? That's worth $28 million, a second-round pick?
I mean, in Washington,
I don't know what the chart says.
Yeah, in Indy it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm still looking at the Packers of the salary cap and everything. Right now the Colts are way ahead of everybody now because of this deal at $69,321,055. The Chargers are a good $8 million behind at 57. Then Seattle, Miami, the Jets go all the way down. The league average is 14.8. The Green Bay Packers are still negative $49,235,758, and the Saints are negative $42,489,119. The worst, next worst after that, 30th, is Minnesota at negative 14.7. That's a huge drop off.
Yeah.
So Green Bay.
You want to get paid, go to Indy.
Green Bay and New Orleans have got a lot. They're going to have a lot of soul searching to do on how they're going to restructure / cut some of these people.
Mm-hmm. Beast mode texting in. Do I still have a text name? Yeah, if you got Beast a text mode. Name, unless you ever do something egregious and get blocked, like only three people in the history of the show have been blocked, you're beast mode. Now, I don't know, beast mode, if you made Chris's final cut for the 64 texter name texter contest, which we will unveil on Monday. Chris is a committee of one. He put it together. We got 1,400 texters with names.
We have seen it, though.
Paired it down to 64. His initial blow through, if you will, it got down to about 82. Still had to make some cuts. Only 4% of you with texter names will be able to make it in. And then once it's up, you get to vote for each other or against each other on the bracket on the website each week. And then the winner, who's the last person standing, will get to co-host the show with us for an hour in studio. How about that?
How would you do this? How about this deal?
What?
Niners Nation, blue check mark, 131,000 followers. They do a big blogger proposing. 49ers get Quentin Nelson and DeForest Buckner. Indy gets Jimmy G, Josh Hokett, a conditional sixth and a seventh round pick.
No way in hell. I am not giving up my offensive line. They got one of the best offensive lines in the league. Jimmy G will get killed.
I'm just.
No, you don't do that deal.
I'm just quoting what Niners Nation is saying.
Yeah. Niners Nation is delusional. Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to give up something to get him. I mean, the Colts are not going to just get Jimmy G for nothing for a couple of.
Well, that was my
rounders.
Point earlier. Yeah. No, I know. I don't know. The Colts want to dismantle their roster. It's pretty decent.
Yeah, certainly not there. Nelson, Fisher.
No, you don't touch Nelson. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Lewinsky, right? He's a good guard. Brandon Smith.
Fresh cut grass says, Craig, once again, you're wrong. 48 people have been blocked.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it really 48?
Yeah.
Did you announce that on the air? I didn't know that.
Oh,
number.
You know, I think I was somebody asked how many people do we have blocked, and I went in and counted. We have 48.
Wow, 48 people have pissed you off because you're the only one that blocks people.
Yeah. No, it's not true.
I know of like two.
I look out for you guys.
Yeah?
There have been trolls for you guys that I just say, you know what? You don't add anything positive. This is we're moving on.
Wow. So 3% of our textures have been blocked.
No, 48 out of almost 1,500.
Well, if 64 out of 1,400 is 4%, then I'm knocking it down. Yeah, I'm close to being right.
Husky says, Bill, you recognize this Husky Bill.
I don't remember. Yeah. Oh, he's also Bill in Naples. Does he have two texture names? A couple of you got two texture names.
Regifted wants the Dolphins to go to the NFC and Detroit to the AFC. Okay. We'll get on that.
I'll take it. Put me in the easy AFC East.
What are you talking
about?
Are
you nuts?
What are you talking? Are you high?
No, actually, I don't want a part of the AFC. They're loaded. All the quarterbacks are all in the AFC now.
It's so much better than the NFC.
I agree.
Not even close.
I agree with your hot take there, Chris.
Boot camp, new Star Wars Obi-Wan trailer. I just saw it during the last break. It looks fantastic.
I just watched it.
Looks fantastic. I can't wait. That looks fantastic.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, I agree.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere?
Yep.
Everywhere.
How can you tell if that's a goosebump? Never mind.
That was a good one.
Do you like that?
That was a good one.
I went over Pete's head. All right. We got Sound Street. Yes.
Real quick.
Okay.
Real quick. A preview of Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts. I wasn't going to include this, but I thought this would be. This could apply to.
So immature of me.
A lot of people. A lot of relationships that are just starting out. If a female octopus is hungry and doesn't want a mate, but the male tries to.
Yeah,
she'll let him insert his mating arm and begin the process before inching closer to him. Then she'll strangle him, kill him, and feast on his corpse in her den for a few days.
That's risky business if you're in the mood.
The female Hannibal Lecter, that's worse than a black widow. That's killing the male. That's horrible.
That is so awesome. Chris put the music on. All right. The little preview. Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts like that at 5:30 every Wednesday. If you're not in the car or whatever and you miss it, you want to tune in at 5:30.
She strangles him and eats him kind of like while he's still alive because he tried to force himself on the female octopus.
Wait a minute. Is the male mating part an arm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
eight of them?
His mating arm.
Just one.
One part.
One of the eight arms is for, the time?
Yes.
They have two hearts. You know that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Octopus. So wait a minute. She lures him in. So seven are for walking and the other one's for not walking.
No, one of them's for walking. Just one is also used for mating. So she lets him. She lures him in like a siren. And then they start the process. And she doesn't like it. And then she'll strangle him, kill him, and feast on his corpse in her den for a few days. Wow. I did not know that.
That is...
If she's hungry, that's the thing.
Right,
she's hungry.
Well, bring her some food and then...
Get her a snack.
Yeah.
That's just it. She doesn't want a mate, but she's hungry. The male octopus is literally dead meat.
613 says, you sure that's not my ex-girlfriend instead of an octopus?
I get it. Sounds like a lot of ex.
Cougar Hunter backing me up. 46 out of 1,450 Texas is 3%. Craig, right again. Right all the time. We got Sound Street. It's coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, let's take a listen to Mike Tannenbaum on Bart and Han this morning talking about Russell Wilson. Now, I don't know if the people in Seattle would agree with this, but he said this trade was a win for both sides.
Certainly, I think this is a win-win. I think if you look at Denver, we're a win-now team. We got Jerry Jeudy and Noah Fant, Tim Patrick, Devontae Williams, and now we got a quarterback to compete with Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. I mean, could you imagine trying to run a team in the AFC right now? Like, the bar is so high if you don't have a quarterback. And I think if you're, Seattle, if you're being honest and sober about where you are, guys, you're in a rebuild.
Rebuild. All right, now, Russell Wilson got traded. Over the weekend, at the end of the combine, Pete Shepard, it's time for your time machine. Let's go for a ride. Here's Pete Carroll this weekend at the Combine saying we
Yeah, we'll listen to Wilson offers, but we're not trading him.
At this time of year, we're you know, there's conversations about everybody. We're talking about everybody. And that's commonplace for us to have conversations with teams about all of the players, particularly marquee players. And that's not changed. It's been the same every year we've been here. So it's the same as it's been. We have no intention of making any move there. But the conversations, John has to field those, he always has. But nothing specific to that.
If you watched him and his body language and he was playing poker, just call this bluff.
Full house.
He'd be bluffing. It just he'd have nothing. He'd keep check raising all the time with nothing, and then you nail him because his body language was all over the place in that cut.
All right, let's see how Russell Wilson's body language is. He recently said he wants to remain a Seahawk for life.
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion because the reality is that I think I was in the Bahamas or somewhere, and everybody was saying that I requested a trade. And that wasn't true, so we made it clear that I did not request a trade. And then there was teams being flown around that I was going to go to those teams, this and that. And so, you know, I think that, you know, when you look back at it, you know, it's part of, I don't know, it's part of it, unfortunately. You know, and I think that, you know, more than anything else, you know, that I got my wish, you know, in the sense that I've always wanted to play here. That's where I am. That's where I am right now. And, That's what I've always hoped for ever since 2012 when I put all the names in a hat and pulled out the Seahawks out of a hat, you know, and then sure enough, about, I don't know, 30 days later, the Seattle Seahawks picked me. So, you know, that's my mission. That's my goal. And that's why I'm here today and ready to roll.
And now he's a Bronco. So roll there into Denver.
So remember, he didn't actually request a trade. He just released four or five teams that he would be okay going to if the Seahawks were to trade him.
And you remember the cup we played it last week on South Street where him and his wife were sitting. He's like, oh, I love Seattle. Right? This was all, last week.
It was all PR.
Yeah, of course it is. And they all do the same thing. And I don't know why fans get upset when players and coaches say they're going to stay.
All right, when we come back, Kyrie going for 50. We'll do a brief
full segment.
Synopsis. No, brief.
Sure, Pete's got a lot to say about it.
Jay Monahan talking about players leaving the PGA Tour. Oh, we got
about
to this Wagner basketball thing.
Kyrie dropping 50.
Oh, yeah. It was the lead story on ESPN today, of course.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, 50 points.
We're
great.
An hour into the show we haven't talked about it yet.
Yeah.
Well.
Nobody cares.
We would have had Carson Wentz not been traded.
No, I wouldn't have talked about that.
We got our mock NFL draft we got to do, too, because everything's reset with the change of quarterbacks.
We still got the ESPN people. Wait. They were made fun of Miami today. They're like, wow, if they won the play-in tournament right now, the Miami Heat would have to play them. And he goes,
who, the Nets?
Yeah.
Oh, and I went,
okay, so Miami would win in five. But they're all, you know, it's Brooklyn or bust for all these ESPN knuckleheads.
Well, it's because the Knicks are out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick text from Utah regarding the Texter Field of 64 contest. Making a prediction for the Final Four. He's got his own sticky pad. Harry Carey, Officer Sean, Art, and Kathleen, lock it down. Thirsty Nick would have made it, but the dude disappeared on us, LOL.
How do you put your Final Four out there when you don't even know what the regions look like?
Or who's in it?
Maybe Kathleen and Harry are in the same region.
You know, or not at all.
Or
you don't. Well, nobody knows
don't
that
know.
Except Chris.
It's one of the two.
Well, we saw it, let's be honest. But
I didn't see all
64. I don't remember where anybody is.
Yeah.
A couple of reports again. Colts will, quote, strongly consider Jimmy Garoppolo as they pursue a new starting quarterback. Well,
all right.
Of course they will. But
we've got the Todd McShay. He's redone his mock draft with all this quarterback roulette. Although this was pre-Indy, pre-Carson Wentz. So this may be invalid already. But we'll have some fun with it. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.